Right, so that's milk, eggs, coffee, printer cartridges. And do we need anything else, Jerry?
Yeah, I got me some biscuits, but no Jaffa cakes. Can't stand those Jaffas.
Hobnobs okay?
Aye, I smile on Hobnobs. Hey, Mary Lou, look at that bastard buying the Belfast newsletter.
Oh. I didn't know you could get that on Baggot Street. Anyway, let's just pay for these.
Gee, I gotcha, a shopkeeper. We'd like all of these and a packet of spearmint chewing gum, please.
No, I will not be serving you. Good day.
What?
Excuse me? I have rights, you know.
You called the other customer bastard. That is unacceptable. Now, please leave. You're not being served.
You listen to me, spar guy.
Uh-huh.
You'll serve us right away, or I'm having a sit-in.
I don't care.
Chickens.
Okay, we're back. I apologize if you may have been under the impression that bastard was said.
It was said by you about him.
Okay, fine. I accept that I shouldn't have used the B word. Me, a cowboy. Mm. But in my defense, I was merely drawing attention to elements of bastardry within that particular customer pertaining his choice of item for purchase.
Give it up. I'm not serving you. Next.
No way. We won't pay. Irish water.
Get out, both of you. Now.
Look, I accept that you won't sell me these groceries, but be prepared in the interest of the peace process, in the interest of fairness and equality, to sell them to my teddy bear.
Leave Spar Shop now.
Oh, it's worth a try. Come on, Mary Lou.
Stupid spar guy. Let's go to Leo Burdock's.
Card galore.
Lovely.